Before we dive in, just a quick favor. If you're enjoying what we're doing at Angels Among Us, please take a second to rate and review the show. And if something in today's episode touches your heart, please share it with a friend.
Welcome to Short Story Wednesday on Angels Among Us. Each week, we bring you a short but powerful story to lift your spirits and remind you that God is in even the smallest details of your life. If you have a story you'd like to share, we'd be honored to hear it.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Short Story Wednesday. If you can't tell by now, earlier when we first started talking about Short Story Wednesday, I had said that we were going to do it twice a month. It has since turned into being a weekly thing. So, as long as I keep having people coming to me saying that they have a short story they'd like to tell, I'm going to keep doing them weekly. So, for you listeners out there, yeah, I'm talking to you. If you got a short story you want to tell us, let me know. We'll get you on. If you have a full story you want to tell us, let me know. I'll get you on. Maybe. I mean, if it's a cool enough story, you know. So, took care of a little announcement. I am joined here today by my brother, my youngest brother, Tyler Wyatt.
Hello.
How far apart are we? 11 years? I know it doesn't look like it, yeah. But I'm 11 years older than Tyler. I'm going to say something quirky about Tyler.
Go for it.
Because he doesn't think he has anything quirky about him. But he's got a lot quirky about him.
That's true. There were too many things to pick from.
I suppose. First of all, Tyler is one of my most favorite people in the whole world. And not only because he's my brother. I mean, that has a lot to do with it. I know him pretty well. But just watching him grow up and become who he is has always been so fun. I kind of pride myself in being somebody that's pretty observant and just kind of sits back and watches things. My family will probably tell you differently that I always speak my opinion and stuff, and I don't sit back very well. But I guess maybe this isn't something so quirky about him, but this is something unique about him that I have always admired, and that is, he has always been himself, 100%. You know, when you're growing up and you have people around you that you really admire or look up to or whatever it might be, that you kind of do things to fit that mold, to kind of try to impress said person or to be like that person. There's no doubt that Tyler had... Well, he has two older brothers, and I would say that Michael and I were a little bit more similar. We liked a lot of the same things growing up, but Tyler didn't care about that at all. He was going to do what he liked, and, you know, he wasn't going to try to do things just to impress me or Michael. Whereas, if I'm being completely honest, Michael, and he would tell you the same thing, he would do things to try to impress me. But in doing that and being the way that you were, you always impressed me. And I mean, you don't care if you impress me or not, but you did. So
I do. Well, thank you.
Yeah, I've always really admired who you are, and I look up to you. I think you're an incredible man of God, and I'm excited to hear what you have for us today. So,
thank you. That means
I kind of already did a little introduction, but go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell everybody a little bit about your family, and also tell everybody about the good news that you just found out about today. But before you do that, some of you might recognize Tyler It could be because we're brothers and we kind of look alike, but it could also be because he has been on a previous episode. Like Jesse from last week, he was also on the Mountain Man episode. And if you remember from that episode, and if you haven't listened to it yet, you can pause this right now and go back and listen to that, because that's a really good episode. But Tyler, in that episode, gave and said one of the most incredible prayers, a prayer that I'll never forget in my entire life. So, anyway, Tyler, take it away.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I'm Tyler. Me and my family live in Colorado. That's a pretty recent change. We've been here coming up on 6 months or so. Right in the middle of a story that will probably be on this podcast eventually. There have been 100 miracles, and the Lord has been so, so good to us. That is definitely not a Short Story Wednesday kind of story, though. It's definitely a full one. So I have two little girls and one on the way, and we did find out today that it is another little girl. So we are so excited. The girls were so very excited for a girl. Yeah, and that's, I mean, I have the most beautiful family in the world. And after Brent's introduction, though, I don't know if it's debatable or not whether if I am your favorite sibling, though. So I think that is now established and recorded for posterity's sake. So I have a couple of stories to share today. The first one was a while back. I was still in school. I was going to BYU, and we only had one car between me and my wife, and so she was driving me to school one day. And where we lived, we would go out right outside of our development, and we had to make a left turn. This left turn was on the left side of the road was a cemetery, and it was the left turn going onto a pretty heavy traffic road. There was actually a sister or a lady that went to our church that every Sunday she petitioned the city to put a stoplight there because we had to cross it every single Sunday to get to church. So it was super busy. We just had a stop sign, and the left side, again, I said, it had a cemetery. And so there was a big fence going along it, and you couldn't really see very well. So Becca's driving. I am eating a bagel. I know that because to this day, I don't eat bagels in the car. it's that baseball superstition that has stayed with me. Yeah, so she's driving, and she goes to turn left. We did not see the car coming this way, and she starts to honk. I think he was originally in the lane closest to us, and then he moves over. Anyway, the front of our car's hit, and if you've never been in a car accident before, at least for us, the case was as soon as the airbag goes off, it was like the whole vehicle like filled with smoke. I don't think it's actually smoke, but visibility, you can't really see. We're both kind of freaking out, you know. Lots of, are you okay? Are you okay? This was before we had kids, so it was just us two. And as we're trying to figure out what we're doing, we know that we're still in the middle of the road. And Becca hears outside her window, I heard it as well, a guy says, "Hey, can I help push you out of the road real quick?" And we're like, "Absolutely, that would be great." So he starts to push. I don't even know if Becca could shift into reverse. I think the shifter might have been broken. But he starts to push. And then we get safely out of the road. We're kind of near the curb. And both of us get out of the car to thank whoever this was. And there was nobody there. We looked all around, really. The other guy in the accident was still in his vehicle. And there wasn't a car like speeding away like somebody had just got in. Really, we saw nobody. So whether or not that was an earthly angel and he's really fast, or somebody else, I mean, he was an angel to us that day, got us back to safety, and we never knew him or got to say thanks.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
How soon after the accident was it that you heard him say, "Can I help?"
I would say within within a minute or two. It was pretty quick. I mean, time is very weird when you're in something like that, right? So it's really hard to say. But I would say under 2 minutes, he was there pushing us out of the way.
Yeah, that's cool. I love stories like that where somebody's there for an instant, helps you out, gives you what you need, and then they're gone.
And then they're gone. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm the kind of person that when I do nice things for people, I get really mad if they don't say thank you. So I'm not going to do something nice for somebody and then just bounce. You know what I mean? I'm going to wait there and get the praise that I deserve. So I'm kidding. But yeah, for him, you know, who knows? But it's fun to think that that could have been, whether it was a heavenly angel or an earthly angel, you know, somebody that was just sent to do one specific thing and then they got you out of the road. And
The moment, honestly, I don't even remember thinking it was all that weird. It was like, okay, he's gone. Okay, now what do we do? But it was talking about it later with Becca. I was like, did you ever see him? Did you ever talk to him? And she was like, no, he was gone when I opened the door to get out. So,
yeah, that's so awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. What else you got for us?
Yeah. So the other one, this one's a little bit more tender. This one's about my grandma. And if anyone knew,
who is also my grandma.
Yes. Our grandma, our grandma Hernandez was one of the most wonderful women to walk the planet. If you knew her, your life was better because you knew her. I didn't expect to get choked up this early. All right. And she was always really special to both Becca and I, because when Becca and I were in high school, we dated in high school. Grandma lived in an assisted living place a couple blocks from the high school. We would drive over to her house, stay there for lunch, hang out with her, talk to her. I'm fortunate enough that both my wife and I have a very special relationship with grandma. And so grandma passed away I don't remember, but I was on my mission. I was in Mexico. It was 2016. Okay.
Yeah. Right around there.
Yeah. So I was in Mexico on a mission for the LDS Church from 2014 to 2016. So I was not home when she passed away or for her funeral services or anything. And that was hard for me. But I knew that what I was doing was important, so it was okay. So this is back when we had our firstborn. Her name is Charlie. She's almost five. Coming up in a couple months, she'll be five. And when she was born, usually about a month after in our church, we do a blessing for the baby. And I remember that it weighed on me that my kids weren't going to know my grandma, just because of how wonderful she is. And when, during the church meeting that we were going to bless Charlie at, the second hymn that was sung was "I Stand All Amazed." And that was grandma's favorite hymn. She would sing it. I don't know that she even knew all the words, but she would sing it and try to sing it, and it was so beautiful. And so when that song started to play, I knew she was there. And it was such a comfort that, I'm sorry, it was such a comfort to me that she would let us know that I'm here, I am witnessing this, and your children can have a relationship with me. During that hymn, not with my physical ears, but with my spiritual ears, I could hear her singing along, and I knew she was there. I, of course, couldn't sing, because if I'm choked up now, I was bawling then. And it was It was so special. Something I will always cherish. And it taught me as well that day how the Lord works and how the Spirit works with people. Because I got to thinking about it, and this hymn was chosen for me on that day. And there's a person in the church, it's their assignment to pick what hymns that we're going to sing for each Sunday. And thinking about it, I was like, obviously this was divine intervention. This was by the Spirit. When he was picking songs, did he have a voice from heaven say, you have to pick 193? That's the hymn number. You have to pick I Stand All Amazed That Day? No. I know he didn't. I talked to him about it. But because it taught me that even if we don't think we're guided by the Spirit, because we don't hear voices and because we're not seeing lights and because all of these things that we think come with spiritual manifestations, because those aren't present every single day, we think that we're not being guided by the Spirit. And maybe we think that we're not surrounded by angels. But that day, I got to learn that Grandma picked that hymn. And it wasn't, there was no pillar of light that came down to tell him that hymn, but still the Spirit could work, and God is powerful enough to make sure that we got that hymn that day, and I got what I needed from that hymn, and I could feel close to my grandma that day.
Yeah, and I mean, we hear it all the time on the podcast too about these different ways that people are connected to some of their loved ones after they've passed. And you know, when it's really hard when our loved ones are no longer physically here, but I promise you that if you're looking and you want to still have that relationship and that connection with your loved ones, there are ways, and they will show you that they're there and that they still love you. And it's just something that I know is true. I know that our loved ones aren't far away. And, you know, through the Holy Ghost, we have access to them still.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's... in fact, I had an experience with Grandma recently where she told me I was her favorite. So I wasn't going to share that with the rest of my siblings and stuff, but you know, the timing just felt right. So,
Well, she's been a little quiet for me lately. I did ask her for help making refried beans and they did not turn out. So, I don't know. I got to keep trying.
I guess so. Yeah, she, special lady.
Yeah.
It's so awesome to be surrounded by special people. And, you know, we all have special people in our lives who we miss when they're gone. And I'm here to tell you that they're not gone, right? Yeah. So
you can't take away grief without taking away love. So
that's true. Okay, speaking of truth, before we get off, you got to share one thing you know to be true.
Okay. I know that I wish I remembered the specifics of the Bible story, but there's a prophet that their city's being attacked, and scriptorians are going to say I'm all over the place with this, but basically their servant or their assistant or somebody is like, what are we going to do? And he's like, fear not, they who are with us are far more than they who are with them. And that, I mean, especially listening to the last several episodes of your podcast. And I just want to say, that's how you know your podcast is good, because nobody wants to listen to their older brother more than they have to. But the fact that I'll go throughout my work day and I've got to have an episode or two of Angels Among Us, that's how you know it's good. But anyway, that's kind of been my thought, and what I know to be true is that those who surround us are legions. And it's not just grandma, it's my great grandma who I didn't know, and my great great grandpa. I know that they're there, even if I didn't have a personal connection with them. We are surrounded by so many angels that love us and are invested in our future. And that I've always known, but you and all of your wonderful guests have helped me really know it. So that's what I know to be true today.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And it means a lot that even my brother will listen. Even though you're not listening to me on most of the episodes, you tune in to listen to our awesome guests.
That's true.
So,
and Michaela, and then we tolerate you.
That's true. Okay, Tyler, thank you so much for being with us. And remember, if you have a story you'd like to share, please reach out to us. We'd love to hear it. And other people out there want to and need to hear it as well. Love you all. Go look for those angels.
Thanks for joining us on Angels Among Us. You can find us on YouTube and wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow along for more stories of everyday miracles and reminders that angels are among us. If you have a story to share, please email or DM us with a brief summary. We'd love to hear from you. And remember, when we are waiting, God is working.